can't say on the radio podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast brought to you by
Bacon Dippers.
Ooh,
never. They get a lot of legs out of the sponsorship, the unofficial one.
The unofficial one, yes.
Three stars of the day, which for those, so I'm sure people have, a couple of people at least in my circle, so maybe it's more than that, but we'll answer the question of why Bacon Dippers. It was a beloved cracker of Backstage Ben, if you missed kind of the story. He brought it in one day and then kind of, you had a run of a few days of it, and we started throwing it around. We joked that we couldn't get sponsors for much.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
Then Benny was like, brought to you by Bacon Dippers, and it just kind of took off.
And it's proof that advertising works, because I've had a lot of people tell me that they've tried it because they hear me talking about it, and the reviews are middling to positive, I would say.
But the thing is, and without any exaggeration, Laura, so they actually eventually then reached out to us.
Mm-hmm.
So owned by, it used to be Kraft Foods, now I think Mondelez out of Brazil owns them now. And like, but they do Oreos and they do Maynard's candies. Like, they have so many lines.
Ritz. Yeah.
Ritz crackers.
I love Maynard's candies. Oh, that is my jam.
So the rep came by and he said, like, I have to thank you guys without any exaggeration. I'm not kidding you. It's selling out. I have stores calling me midweek going, people, we cannot stock Bacon Dippers. And he said, we have done zero marketing. It's just one of those products. It's one of those labels that it does okay for them.
Yeah.
But in London, sold out.
I compare it to pirate crackers. Do you know what pirate crackers are?
Yep.
Like the
sure
peanut
do.
Buttery ones. They're there. Nobody ever talks about them, but they're actually quite delicious. Mm-hmm. They're so underrated.
Yeah, Bacon Dippers, the name is appropriate. The dipper part. The mm-hmm. bacon, and mm-hmm. I would say, I would be more like smoky dippers. Because there's more liquid smoke in there than bacon flavor.
They have the same type of bacon flavoring that those like bright pink fake bacon bits do.
Mm.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that level.
Simulated.
Yeah, and see how it's like just a touch too smoky, but I think it's because they can't get enough fake bacon taste in there. So it's like, well, what else? Bacon and smoke. People
Maybe
love
too
some
much
of those
cardboard
things.
In the recipe as well.
They are a delicious vehicle for yummy dips.
Yeah, they're great for dipping other things. A nice
hummus.
Spin dip, mm-hmm. hummus, a hell of a dip.
Baba ganoush,
that's a great
underrated
dip.
Yeah, it is. It's a great dip.
You want to really throw yourself for a time, get yourself some pumpernickel bread.
Oh, yeah.
Take that to town.
Pita chips are good, too. It's a lady's name. I can't think of what they are. Like Tracy's or Stacy's pita chips are very good with baba
really?
Ganoush.
Every family dinner we have, my aunt makes spinach dip in a pumpernickel bread bowl.
Classic.
Oh, my God. It's so
classic.
Good.
Should take that bowl and just go into the bathroom, sit on the toilet seat, and get after
it.
Well,
to be
see,
the bathroom,
that's the thing. I always, I try to get after. No, I try to get after this bowl before I see everyone else in my family do it, because I know there are some people that double dip. I don't know how about the hand cleanliness situation. Maybe that dip won't make it at the next Thanksgiving.
I guess, yeah. Pumpernickel's got in the way of a lot. Birthday cake, for instance.
What?
Yeah.
Blowing out the candles. You don't do that anymore.
Well, then do like portion size pumpernickel. Give people a little hunk of the loaf.
Like mini bowls.
Pre-cut. Pre-cut's always good. Generally, you get like the little bit around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The top that you cut off.
Hear me out. Why don't they make, because I was telling this to my mom on the weekend, cupcakes and muffins are the same thing. One of them you just eat for breakfast. However, I think this would be a legitimate muffin, a pumpernickel muffin. And you know how they kind of do that weird explosion ones? Put spinach dip in the middle.
I would eat that. 100% I would eat that.
That's a single serving. No one has to share.
Yeah.
So we've discovered that we love you for a lot of reasons, but your food ideas are top three for me.
Mm-hmm.
You keep coming. She has, when just
I
when
love
you think,
food. I love
you know
food.
What? There's no more, there are no more concoctions or combinations you can make. Laura's like, oh yeah?
Watch
Hold
me.
My beer.
Yeah.
And then
Hold
you
my porch
nail
crawler.
It. Yeah. Then you nail it.
That'd be a pretty good muffin.
How
that
long
would be
is
a good
how long of a gift has this been for you?
At least since I started smoking weed for like so probably at least 15 years. At least.
Sounds about right.
However, was definitely a chunker as a kid, so I was always creative with the things I could make.
And none of that ants on a log BS either.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
All good stuff.
Ants on a log were terrible.
They always have been terrible.
They were never good unless they like were raisins or chocolate chips instead of raisins. But
celery.
Chip, yeah,
like,
I know.
Just, yeah. Ew. My dad, I am so grateful. I found out this past weekend, my dad has never heard of ants on a log before.
What?
Yeah. That's I never had them as a kid, and which is fine because I'm not a big fan of celery okay. or raisins.
yeah.
I'll just have some peanut butter, I suppose, or Cheese Whiz.
As kids, you remember you would just lick the peanut. I would just lick the peanut butter off.
I never had to worry about it because my dad didn't know what they were. It's fantastic.
For us, it was school. School always tried to be like, Donna, my mother is not someone who likes to eat healthy. She's not. She'll tell you it's healthy, but then you say, Mom, how much cheese and butter did you put in this? And she's like, none of your own f***ing business. That's what she'll do to me. So we never had that problem either, but it was when schools had to start like teaching people how to eat healthy. Because I guess probably 90s moms getting in there with their butter and their cheese.
But that's the thing. If you go back to the 90s, it wasn't that bad. It was real butter. It was real bread, real cheese, peanut butter. And then you go come full circle. Everything is low fat, low this. Yeah, it's low real food. That's the problem. Yeah. Everything, because the rule of thumb, and this was from a nutritionist I sat with many years ago. She said it's simple. If it doesn't have an ingredient on the side, chances are it's pretty good for you. Apples, fruit, vegetables, those kind of straight up things.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you get into the, oof, I'm going to need a thesaurus or a dictionary to get through this.
If you can't pronounce anything, that's generally
And the whole like, so, okay, fine. Allergies, now they become a thing. Whatever. Not going to get into that debate. I don't want to get nailed up by
it. You already got in trouble calling it a debate.
True. The whole like, oh, well, it's you can't have peanut butter at school, so now it's fake butter. Do you know the crap that is in that?
Oh, gosh.
It's disgusting. But now they banned that.
They banned that because parents are putting real peanut butter in, saying it's this wow butter or whatever. And they're like, yeah, it's wow butter. Because they'll just take, there's, I think, a sticker or something that you're supposed to take off of the package of wow butter to prove that you have wow butter at home. But people are just putting peanut butter in it, putting that sticker on it.
That's, I mean, I know that's very dangerous for many children, but that's also hilarious.
Stick it to the man.
Well, and that's what a time. Like, it's such a different world where in growing up, we had one kid that had an allergy to peanut butter. One in my entire school. He got to eat on the stage at the back of the gym.
You don't want him to be alone.
They put him on the stage.
Yeah. Well, the other
really
option.
Point and laugh at the kid on the stage.
Well, I know. But the other option was, then nobody else could have peanut butter in the school.
No, but surely it couldn't be either no one can have peanut butter or this kid has to sit on the stage by himself.
That was up to the teachers. Don't blame the kids here. That's my angle. Like the kids, my favorite, and I think it's removed a lot of options. I loved peanut butter and banana sandwiches, peanut butter and jam sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter and everything. Just
they're all gone. They're gone. You can't take any of that fun stuff to school.
I mean, to be fair, peanut butter, well, it is a great substitute and it is eaten by kids. So I'm starting this weight loss challenge on one of my favorite fitness girls websites today. So I'm now back to like weighing my food. A serving of peanut butter, I don't even want to show you guys. Like for sure when I was a kid, the amount of peanut butter that was in my peanut butter sandwiches was, I'm going to say based off the serving that I put in my yogurt this morning, probably at least 12 servings of peanut butter.
Because
a regular serving of peanut butter, what they suggest on the jar is not big at all.
But what is the, it's the fats in peanut butter then that's negative or?
It is a really high fat.
But it's good healthy, fat, right?
Yeah, it's good fat. I think it's just because it's a really high energy food.
And there's sugar. There's a lot of
calories in that. So like if you eat too much of it, you might give your body too much energy than it can expel.
So my favorite thing when I get into Scooby Snacks is when I do a flyby of the pantry and Sarah buys this delicious jam from a little store called Oma's. And it's just strawberries. Like there's nothing in it. So I'll double dip. And so I have one that says Dad's peanut butter. If you open that can, it looks like someone went to Michael's and tipped over the paint aisle because it's
all
every
the
color. Well, there's blueberry jam. There's strawberry jam in there. I have Nutella blended in there.
Wait a second. So I do that with the peanut butter jar as well. Just I don't label it, but I also don't have anybody over or kids. So yeah. I think it's pretty clear. Like, the boyfriend does not touch it because he knows I'm a terrible person. However, when I'm doing the double dip, like I'm more of a chocolate chip type of girl. Sometimes I'll just take a scoop of almond flour because I'm too lazy to make an actual cookie. So you just eat the dry ingredients without the egg. Still good.
What?
Still good. As long as there's peanut butter in it, still good. However, I always make sure to scoop up the remnants. You got to make sure that's a clean slab for your next dip.
Oh, no.
And then you get another spoonful of flavored peanut butter out of it.
When I'm that buckled, I'm lucky to function. Because, again, I'm fire hose. There's never just a couple, like a little buzz. It's done. Like, barely to the point of being awake.
You're like 0 to 100.
Oh my. 105. Let's hit it. 105. Benny was at my birthday.
Oh yeah.
Can you hit
trying
that
to get
next
everybody? You're trying to have a drag race with everybody on there. Holy moly.
A drag race? Or you
not
mean
like,
a,
not like
a Scooby
fun
snack
drag race. I mean like an actual, he was at 110 and he wanted everybody else to get there at the same time.
Oh, you're that guy, eh?
Oh,
you're
yeah. Like
because it's the old, I'm having so much fun, you should come with me.
Yeah.
This is
we
the
did
best. There's a video, I think I've showed it to you, when Ben left. It was still like almost 3 o'clock in the morning or something super late.
It's true.
And my friend Adam and I were like, where'd Ben? Where's Ben? I don't, where did he go?
Why'd he leave so early?
So then we FaceTimed him with the same, where did you go?
The best part was, it wasn't even a FaceTime. They just took a video on their phone, and then Jeff showed me the next day.
Did we send that, or we didn't even get to that point?
No, you didn't send it. It was, you showed me on like Monday.
Wow.
Do I, hold on.
He's doing it old school.
I think I have it, and it's, it might be
go
under my finger.
I'm sure
why
you do
you
have
go
it.
Home?
He's like, come back. I can't.
And you're in a
I'm
car.
Kilometers away.
In St. Thomas.
Yeah. That's a classic.
So funny. That's the kind of energy I expect next Friday, by the way, because we're doing our first show outing.
Oh, yeah.
Going to donate blood.
Well, it's the distance is the problem, because we're so far away. We got to figure out.
Well, we got to figure that out. But I mean, if I can figure out a way to stay in London from an hour away, surely we can figure out the whole St. Thomas to London.
Yeah. Well, once we kind of get a plan, I'm sure. I mean, backstage Sarah is very used to picking me up somewhere or another. Or
yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
She'll come out for
yeah,
a little
we'll
bit.
We'll figure it out. You said you're going to have new countertops, so I'm just saying, I'm happy to ruin them.
Oh, look at the new iOS. Unable to load video.
Oh, no.
You know what? If iOS 14 has jacked my phone.
Ask him that question again.
Why'd you go home?
Why are you going home? Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling.
Oh,
why did you go home?
Wow.
That was from Adam. Oh, that was only 2:14 a.m.
Oh, 2:14.
Oh,
that was reasonable.
That's actually pretty decent.
Yeah. It's because there is a DD that was leaving who lives in St. Thomas. And it's yeah. Like, it's now or I'm not making
yes. This yeah, you always got to catch that ride. Sometimes yeah. Those DDs that give you a ride home, still kind of late, but what many people would still call early. Sometimes those DDs are just, I feel like they're underappreciated because they
are,
still
absolutely.
Stay late, but yeah. They leave early enough that you don't just feel like ass the next day.
Exactly right. Yep.
That's Rob. He's always he's the best guy.
Man. Yes,
he's
he
the
is.
Best guy. Now that yeah. We're kind of on the topic of school lunches, so let's just scenario time. I want you to build your favorite. You have one lunch left. It's the day before graduation. It could be any grade. What is in your lunch bag? Give you a moment. Think this out.
Well, if it was high school, for me, it'd probably be Scooby Snacks.
You'd have Scooby Snacks for lunch?
Well, no. I guess we would go to my friend's and help clean out her lamps and then light them up.
Clean out her
oh,
lamps.
Boy. No, but real, like, give me...
Like a legitimate food?
Would you have, like, a sub sandwich? Would you have
thank
a
thank you. That's exactly what I was going for.
Really?
Sub. I love a sub.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did not take proper care of myself in any way, shape, or form until... post college. I was not a food person. Like, I liked food, but I would never put the effort to pack lunch. I would just scrounge out whatever money I had and buy fries.
Yeah. Those like microwave burgers. There was something about them that I really enjoyed.
Oh, in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed those cheeseburger, the foil cheeseburgers.
So flat, but so good.
For me, I wouldn't be far removed from a sub sandwich because you got to think of what can you take to school that isn't too smelly, isn't too messy. Nothing like you can't take egg salad. If you take egg salad, like you are a straight up baller. You have no concern of any of the joking or bullying that's going to happen.
I'm pretty sure I did. I would take that egg salad. But my issue was like I'd eat it early. I'd sneak it in between classes because I was just worried that the mayonnaise would turn by lunch.
So we were really nice to our home ec teacher, Mrs. Lifeso. So she would let us go in and use the microwaves during lunch.
Nice.
So kids would bring in microwavable lunches because they didn't have a microwave in the at the time when I went there in the high school.
Oh.
I think they just didn't trust us because we'd put stuff in there that would explode.
That's what we did.
Hay bale on fire also?
No, they didn't know about that.
We put CDs in our microwave at school.
Wow, you guys are careless.
Oh, of course we were high school boys.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
So we'd wheel into Mrs. Lifeso, and those are the days where I would microwave my sub. My dad would give us like a cold cut because he had a restaurant.
Yeah.
So we'd fresh bread, we had that. So he would make like a cold cut trio, or sometimes I'd make a homemade pizza sub.
Oh, yes.
And then, so that's, I'd you go full 12 inches. Because again, high school, it's like there were no calories, right? When you were 16, 17, 18, you could eat whatever you wanted.
Never a concern.
And not a single ounce of concern. I would probably throw in a couple of rice pudding cups with a sidecar of cinnamon.
Rice pudding, eh? Wow.
Yep.
I didn't know that you were 80 when you were in high school.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Rice pudding for the win.
Yeah.
Also, I would go for, now this has to be a Target run. Again, this is all hypothetical. Target run, double stuff birthday Oreos.
Ooh.
They're
like an inch and a half of.
Yeah, those are good.
Never had double stuff Oreos.
Really?
Not once.
And then I would have a... the Arnold Palmer, the half and half iced tea.
Yeah, I love it.
Half and half iced tea?
Iced tea and lemonade.
Boom.
It's an Arnold Palmer.
Boom.
Oh, I didn't know that was an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
So good. The more I think about it, the more I realize I actually ate fast food for most of my lunches because by the time me and my friends were part of the Mick crew, you'd go up there, get half off.
Oh, nice.
Half off.
That's it?
What?
Is it still only half?
Oh, no. It's probably maybe... Okay, you're getting half off all of your McDonald's food. At the time, it was a lot cheaper.
Yeah, like, it'd be like $5 for a whole meal. Oh, like full price.
Full price. Yeah. It was amazing.
So you could pay with a pocket full of change then.
And then I eventually started working at Subway, which is across the street. So then we do trades.
Mm.
Subway was only 25% off at the time.
The white chocolate macadamia nut cookies. You want anything from me? You want me to move your house, paint your house?
Hmm. Good to know.
You get a 12-pack of those warmed up, you own me.
Wow.
I've got you covered off. It's the most delicious of all things. Okay, so their school lunches kind of sort of. You didn't really answer, though. You like fast food? That was your
favorite? No. That was my answer. I never packed lunches. I was not a healthy person. Like, I just didn't pack lunches. I don't remember packing lunches.
Look at it. You're here today, so it's all right.
I think it's because my parents, like, their house, they don't have a kitchen.
What?
My parents, like, they were supposed to be renovating their kitchen downstairs when I was, like, a kid.
Okay.
And all the drywall dust, I think in combination with me as a kid, I just didn't want to blow my nose. I got pneumonia, and they had to stop renos, and they've never finished renos. My parents' place is, like, I call it, like, you know, it's like my little ghetto.
So where do they prepare food and meals?
There is a stove, and there is a sink with no counter space around it, basically. It's just a sink detached from the wall. And then there's like the table, which is just full of other stuff most of the time. I'm telling you, my parents got an old school farmhouse.
Wow, they sure do.
It's got booby traps. There's a hole in the ceiling from where my friend's Heather's foot fell through because my parents got rid of the vents and got a wood stove instead. But they didn't cover the hole properly and just had a chalkboard.
What is going on?
I didn't make a lot of food because there was no place to make it. I don't even know where we would keep Tupperware.
I'm stunned that you made it out alive.
Yeah.
Between
that and the beheading electric fence wire.
I know. The odds were never in your favor.
Wow. Yeah, but I'm telling you, the kitchen is the exact same. It has not changed. It's probably gotten worse. There's probably some mold there now. Think about it. Water leakage.
Do they eat?
Yeah, they eat all the time. My mom's a great cook. She makes everything on the stove or the dining room table, but like she has no counter space. And I've been like trying, now that I'm renovating my own house.
I was going to say, like a reno and your dad's handy, obviously.
I know, but he's busy. He works two jobs as a grown man. He has two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Well, then should have some money, hire a little company to come on in and
don't know that farming life. I'm telling you.
Fixing
those combines will get you, Jeff. That'll take away your kitchen. Or your daughter having pneumonia and you just never getting around to it.
I get it.
We try it. Like, now that we're older, though, I think we're trying to get on them about that a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see.
So Thanksgiving probably isn't done there, is it?
No, it is. My mom has one, and then my grandparents have one. We have two. My mom, again, is a great cook. She just is so used to the kitchen being like this. I don't know. It's just
so how many years are we talking?
I got pneumonia when I was in grade 5.
I was thinking, oh, like that second year of college or something.
Holy.
That's a lot of... Yeah, your mom wouldn't know what countertops or counter space is.
I tried to get her to take the one that we just took out of our house, but they say they don't want it because the problem is that, like, the windows, something in the bathroom leaks into the kitchen, so then they don't want to... Like, it's just a mess, okay? I'm telling you, I can't justify it. My parents are great parents, but they always say they don't need nice stuff, but I said, you can just have stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't
even have to be nice, but you can just have a kitchen.
Functional things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you can do it with, like, the cabinets, like the I want to say the prepackaged kitchens where you're like, I need two lowers and two corners.
I know.
You can, for like $2,000, $3,000, you could build out a kitchen.
I'm aware. Huh. I can't explain it. I don't know why. Maybe they'll get to it now that they're seeing like two of their kids now have houses. The third one, I think, is going to have one soon. Like,
yeah. Who knew countertops were a luxury? I mean, I still don't have them, so I can understand that. Kitchen. Yeah.
Kitchen is a luxury. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the whole house is just ready to, it needs to be gutted at the very least. At the very least. There's booby traps all over the place. Front porch, there's a little spot where you can... My place is very unsafe. The front porch has a little spot where it's covered by a piece of plywood right now, or 2x4, sorry. Yeah. But if that 2x4 were to move, there's actually like a hole in the second concrete step. And my mom, Matt, fell in that hole once, and her shin was so bruised for like 4 weeks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But that's not enough to fix it.
Yeah, like she wouldn't go to your dad. Like, yeah. Donald, enough is enough.
Well, it got fixed with the piece of 2x4. It's sturdy now.
I mean, she asked. He did assist.
They're also a family that does not has. I don't think they've ever bought a bag of salt for the ice in the winter.
They just gasoline it up and let it on fire.
Hey,
no,
they're my people. Laura bought in the best dumb London criminal, and we had to travel down the 401 to Guelph. This person went into someone's house through a sliding glass door. They didn't rob them. They didn't take the car keys, which is now the new one. They take your car keys to either steal the car and put it on a container ship within 12 hours, or they strip the car down, and or they just take whatever they can out of the garage. This unnamed trespasser went through the sliding glass door, went in, and had a shit on the door of the dishwasher.
Something your parents don't have to worry about, Laura. Yep.
They sure don't.
I cannot believe this happened. As a police officer, you have to respond to that call. It's a break and enter. You go to this call, and this you find a pile of dookie on someone's dishwasher door. So the perp opened the dishwasher, let the door down, which I don't know how you squat.
I think the door was ajar to be... See, I'm... What I was picturing in this situation, because the police report did say the door was already ajar. You know how sometimes people will leave the dishwasher door open just a little bit to apply...
They'll let the air flow through to help the dishes dry.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, usually. If you leave it open a crack, that's usually what you're doing.
Oh,
if it doesn't have a heated dry, that kind of prevents spots on the glass. And
so I assume the crack was open and then the burglar opened their crack and just kind of squatted like an upward, you know, like kind of like you're leaning on a countertop, but you're leaning on the dishwasher. That was the form that I assumed.
I
need to know, was this an issue? Was this person really meaning to burglarize somebody, or did they really get themselves in a situation no one would answer the door, it was the middle of the night, and they just did what they had to do?
Well, I would have just done it outside in the bushes.
Yeah, why do you have to go inside?
But if you're inside...
Maybe they were hoping to make it to a washroom, and then by the time they got in the house, dishwasher it was.
Well, I don't know how to say this mildly, but if you're having stomach issues, whatever you're leaving on that dishwasher is going to be way more contained by just clenching your butts and wiggling to a bathroom. Like, the bathroom would have probably been within 50 feet in any direction.
In a new house, so you don't know that. Maybe you have to search for it. Maybe they already opened a door, got to the closet.
Go poop on the couch. At least it, you know.
Poop in the sink, even. Like, not in the dishwasher.
Because you aren't cleaning that. There's not enough.
Oh, that dishwasher is done, as are all the dishes that were inside of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Toast.
Light it on fire, too.
It really shows our standards, Jeff. We're like, I'd poop in the sink. I'd poop in the closet.
There are so many other places. I'd probably, you know, kick open a floor vent and, you know, death from above. There it is. I just...
How do you even look at your own kitchen like the same again? Because that dishwasher, when a new one gets put in that place, you're still going to, like, always think...
Oh, PTSD. PTSD for sure.
it's the oddest. It will stand out. It will live in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The dumb London criminal. Because we don't get them like this. Normally, we just get people, you know, doing bad things. Like the dude that held up, he was using his cell phone and then got nabbed by the police for $1 million worth of drugs and a couple of pea shooter guns and... This has got to be my favorite story.
This is up there with the Norfolk guy that was barking at his neighbor's dog.
Yeah, that's pretty funny too.
Yeah, that was he didn't get a lot of trouble. I think he got like a nuisance charge, and then
I think so. Yeah,
kind of moved on that. But like, how? What do you do as a police officer? Because you are supposed to take some photos and write up. How do you not laugh during the police report? And do you write poo? Do you write feces? Because spell feces off the top of your mind. without going
F-E-C-E-S. It's not that hard.
If you're in a state of straight up laughter, you're going to write poo or shit. You're definitely writing that.
I think this is why you would not be a cop. You could not. You would be giggling so hard.
Oh, it would have been through every police phone within yeah. minutes. Guys, look at this.
I can picture you as a cop being similar to Superbad. When they're like tearing
yeah.
through, like
absolutely.
If you found Dew in a washing machine, I can just picture you on the walkie-talkies instantly. And then when the people come, if the forensics had to come in, I can just picture you throwing it.
Oh no, I would never touch it. I, my dogs, that's it. That's and babies, that's it. That's where the line. Other adult, no, thank you. But Guelph police, something to talk about this Christmas. If, in fact, they do have a party, I don't know, with all the social distancing. Because police forces, are they've been cut in half. Because if COVID-19 goes through a platoon, you're down,
reserves, yeah.
you're down 100 police officers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reduction, too. The little-known fact of people like, oh, I'm seeing fewer police on the streets. Well, they don't have a choice.
Yep.
They have. That's the only workaround that exists at this point. Okay. Get us gossip. Favorite story of the week.
Oh, for sure. It's Cardi B getting divorced.
Is it? I honestly thought it would Carole Baskin, but I thought maybe
I'm
there's
so
some
Carole
fatigue.
Baskin out. Yeah.
What
I
about
can't.
Kanye peeing on the Grammy? There's
no,
so much.
No, because there's a reason why I don't want to sit here and talk about Kanye is because he's bipolar and he's going through an episode. I don't want to sit here and make fun of a dude who peed on his own Grammy. However, it is funny.
It is funny. I wouldn't even take the mental health aspect of it. It's a dude posted to Twitter peeing on a Grammy. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so much stuff gets posted to Twitter. I don't know. For me, I like the fact that Cardi B is getting divorced and I like the conversation that, about WAP that keeps coming up over and over and over again. Because here's the thing, it's like every time people talk about WAP, like on our Facebook page this yeah. week, people were getting fired up about that song. And it's funny because I notice every time somebody sees a celebrity do something they don't like, they will then vigorously argue with somebody in the Facebook comments about it, and they'll say, what a terrible role model for my daughter. Meanwhile, they are just shitting on someone else on a public
yeah,
forum.
True.
Like, that's what I want to talk about. Like, why do so many parents think that celebrities should raise their kids while also being a terrible person online publicly? Like, their kids can read those comments for sure.
Of course they can. And they hear it from their parents.
Well, and that's what I love is we did get some messages like, my daughter knows the lyrics to WAP and blah, blah, blah. We don't play it. It's not on. It's not
no.
us. We're not playing it.
And we
it's...
didn't teach them the TikTok dance either. Some
yeah.
people were like, now my 12-year-old daughter's doing the WAP dance. Well, go talk to Addison Rae about it. It's not
yeah.
my problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But that's the thing is I think people need to stop trying to get celebrities to be their children's teachers. You know, you
yeah.
can't.
It's the old, it's your job. You made that
mm-hmm.
or adopted it or what. It's mm-hmm. yours. Mm-hmm. Legally, that is your responsibility, 0 to 18. And, I mean, you'd say for some that live at home forever, for quite some time.
Yep.
But Benny had the best line where we were talking about it. We played WAP because the song and just when it first came out, we had no choice, right? It was just such a big thing. And we're like, okay, like, think of all the other songs we play on the radio station.
Exactly.
Oh, I know,
and,
yeah.
And to get fake outraged at everything.
No, but let's look back on some of the songs that you sang as a kid that
oh.
you had no idea how bad the lyrics were. Like, all skeet skeet motherfuckers. Like, till the sweat dripped down my balls. Like, hello.
Yeah, early 2000s. That
but, like, we sang that song. I was in public school when that song came out. We had it at our Much Music video dance blaring, but all of a sudden WAP is a problem.
It's funny how as a parent you in a way you've trained your brain, or whether you're trying to live, you know, blissful ignorance. So I have a 9-year-old. We have a PlayStation that's shared, so it's mine, but I would say she's on it. It's like 70-30 split. Let's just
you're
be
just
gonna
real. Let people know that it's yours though, right?
Well, it was mine.
Guessing
years.
You paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. Her bankroll's pretty little.
Yeah.
We have the PS app, so I can see chats, I can hear audio clips, so if she's talking to your friend, so at any time, right now, I could pull it up and hear if she's talking.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome. So I would suggest it's pretty well regulated. I'm sure there's definitely times where I'm not paying attention and something mm-hmm. gets said. We have a joke, but it's a rule in our house. If you pay taxes, you can swear.
Which we have adopted into our house, and it's glorious.
Oh.
Yeah. The kids fully have, like, they have completely agreed with that. they are very clean kids because they don't pay taxes.
That's it.
Wow, that's so good.
Terrific.
With Claire, so I wheeled down. It was in the way that it's set up in the basement. I went down the stairs and made a right because it was, you know, it was litter box day. I got to clean the litter boxes out and the whole bit. And the doors open a few inches and I hear a loud F-bomb, but it's not from her. I hear it coming through the TV. And I'm like, left-hand turn, a wheel in. Who are you playing with? She says her friend's name. And I went, what? And I'm, because she doesn't like the headset, so she uses the mic on the controller, so you can just hear. So when I was talking, that kid could hear, and I went, "Who said that?" And I heard a voice, "Me." And I said, "Claire, who is this?" And she said the boy's name, and I went, "No, it's not." I said, "Who is this?" And then he repeated it, and I went, "What?" Because he talks like this all the time, but he was like, "Ah, f- we lost again." I was like, what? Who is this? So I think parents, we try to teach ourselves or pretend that we never did those things at 8, 9, 10, 12. Like, it's insane that now we see online, we'll talk about something and people get all up in arms. Like, pause for a second. Think of what you did or your friends did in those circles. Like, you're not holier than now.
I remember probably being in about grade 6 and somebody came up to me and it was a group of people, but it was like, "You never swear, do you?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do," as a grade 6. And it got a huge laugh. And from then on, I'm going to swear. It's very funny. People have a good time with it.
Yeah. I think that, like, also as a parent, the more you tell them not to do something, the more they're going to want to do it. So, like, people reading, parents being upset about anything online, mm-hmm. kids reading that online are going to be like, "Oh, I can't wait to learn this dance." Like,
I know. That's the thing. It's like parents have become so hypocritical, where they crucify online, but if you were to hang out in their lives for a day, a couple of days, the things you could flag them on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, why don't you just have the conversation of, you know, that's actually a great line, though. It's like, if you pay tax, you can swear, because you also let them know eventually you're going to be allowed to swear. It's not just a no, but you could tell your kids, you know, "Hey, I just, so you know, this song means this."
Yeah,
or maybe not with WAP, but you know, you could say like, "Hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing that dance online at mm-hmm. your age, because there are a lot of complete perverts on TikTok and online." Boom.
That is very much a thing.
I'd say that's my biggest concern, because I remember like my sister's 6 years older than I am, but I remember her and her friend doing dance routines just in the living room, but mm-hmm. there was no freaking webcams or anything on, or they weren't doing it in front of their cell phones, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure every, like, preteen and teenage girl does a dance routine to whatever the yep. popular song is.
It was either New yep. Kids on the Block or
Backstreet
Boys.
That's exactly what it was for my sister. Yeah, New Kids on the Block, 100%.
We used to do Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So everybody does a dance routine, but it's just the fact that now you're, and like, they'd be in their PJs or whatever, but now you're putting that on the internet where there are very obviously some questionable people out there.
Yeah.
Parenting 101.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on and go for it. Honestly, just do it. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're your kids. You mess them up. I think for the most part, people know right from wrong. And if they swear a little bit, just teach them what it means. And
who gives a f***?
Will,
I told you. You get a laugh.
As always, friends, thanks for checking out the podcast. We are just... I'm getting a phone call now. I got stuff to do. Okay. Weekly show highlights. You enjoy. And we'll chat soon. Bye-bye.
97.5 Virgin Radio.
Chris Evans, thank you for the conversation today. Thank you. So yeah, Laura covered it off through Get Us Gossip. Chris Evans, Captain America. He is, in to a degree, America's sweetheart. Just by appearance and from what we can understand, a dog lover, super charitable guy, really kind and nice. Does a lot that you don't find out about until after the fact, like visiting children's hospitals and all that. It's like, 3 months ago he did this.
Incredibly handsome.
Yeah. Oh, just a man rocket.
I'm a big Captain America fan. I got it.
I could get into superhero movies now.
So he was playing around on his phone and some games, and the next thing you know, the internet has access to a DP. And with that said, we got into the, okay, let's localize it. Let's talk about it. You'd think for the most part, everybody's had a slip up. Laura, thankfully, for the few you've sent to the beautiful Brazilian boyfriend, all is good, all is clear. You didn't send it off to random contact in your phone.
Well, I did accidentally send one to somebody from high school.
Well.
But that was...
But hopefully. You were kind of, at the time, was there something there a little bit or no? Was there any?
No, but honestly, the picture looked amazing, so.
Totally okay with it.
Yeah.
Totally fine. I love this text. So someone says, I have kind of two stories here. One, accidentally sent a Snapchat of a certain body part to a friend rather than my wife who was out of town. It was 2 a.m. and I had to call and text him for hours not to open it. Second story says, when my wife and I were newly engaged, my best friend sent her a full 360-degree tour worth of his junk by accident through Facebook Messenger.
Really?
Showing that much?
Whoa.
Over Messenger?
Yeah.
Was that meant to be like a WebMD visit, perhaps, instead?
Well. And he explained it, saying, my fiance and his have the same first name. So if you think of when you start typing and it autofills... That.
I feel like if you're dealing with sensitive subject matter, you would check to see who you're sending it to.
Logical statement.
Would that not be?
We have another text that kind of mimics this. Someone saying, my cousin's girlfriend and I have the same male/female version of the same name. So our names are next to each other in his contacts. I have seen way more of him than I ever wanted to.
Oh. Again,
so my wife has the exact same name as my sister.
Correct.
I have changed my wife's name to Sweet Cheeks in my phone.
Based on a picture she sent you? I mean, you could have just sister, wife. I mean, you have options.
Well, this is the way that I've done it.
Well, if your wife is listening to Sweet Cheeks, I hate to know what your sister is.
Sister.
We're good.
DJ.
Let's go.
97.5 Virgin Radio.
This could be one of the largest speeding tickets just based on, so a 70 kilometer an hour zone.
Mm-hmm.
95 and a 70 is fast. 105 is fast. 115 is fast. Mm-hmm.
Getting worse.
125 is insane.
Yep.
139 in a 70. This on Wellington South, in and around where Regina Mundy is.
Yep.
And Benny drives this route to go home every day.
Every day.
And do you think you have an understanding of how this one came to be?
I exactly know what it is. And every day I do this drive, you go past the 401, you go past like McDonald's and all of that sort of thing. And past, I can't remember what that street is, that's just out the last bit of commercial area out there. It's two lanes that gradually become one. So people get in the left lane because that's the one that continues going, except for those who get into the right lane so they can zip past everybody, because God forbid you ever have to drive behind somebody for a stretch of road.
What?
It happens literally every day that I go down that road. People zip so fast by you in the right lane because, again, imagine somebody had to make a left and you had to stop on your way home. It's craziness.
That would be tragic, actually.
Right?
I couldn't imagine.
Like that 35 seconds extra of your trip, it's just, I couldn't imagine. But there's no question in my mind that's exactly what was going on. Because they posted a picture and they didn't show who's driving or anything like that. But there are still cars on the road. So that person, it's not like there was just a huge long stretch that he was able to go as fast as he could.
Mm-hmm.
It was wanted to get ahead.
This is my angle on this, public shaming.
Yeah, I agree.
You post it.
Yeah.
You get a ticket like it's a stunt racing ticket.
Yep.
And so car license gone for 7 days. To me, doesn't seem like enough. Because that's you knew what you were doing?
100% yes.
So 7 days is all you're going to get?
I know. Yeah.
And in front of a school. And yesterday we had a couple of people passing buses too.
That happens.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
With the arm out, the lights flashing.
It's hard for me to keep my eyes on the road when I'm shaking my head so much at everybody that's driving by. Because there will be people, there's a couple of left turn lanes that are, because that one lane is the big problem. Everybody can't stand just driving in one lane. So the left turn lanes are just short lanes to get into the school. And people will zip in that lane to get around somebody, which is horribly dangerous.
That's a turning lane, not a passing lane.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell that to a lot of drivers.
They got places to be, and they just left Costco with a haul. They got to get home.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. It's horrible.
Man, like, can you not live your life by somebody like me who's always late? Like, if you're going to be late, just show up late. Trust me. I still have friends.
Yeah, and five minutes late or 11 minutes, you're just late. You're not later.
We're two. It's not like,
I'm still with a ticket like that, for example. Social media would be everywhere. Your name, your picture.
Yeah.
Your license picture, which very few people like anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So that talk about public, you brought shame upon your name and your friends and family to also like, what are you doing? And I that
being embarrassed. No one loves it. It hurts.
Yeah, I don't know if it should be that public, though, because people can learn from that mistake. However, if you start to shame somebody on social media, there's a lot of their life that could be ruined. I think maybe you just send this out to all of their family, though. Grandma included.
Oh, yeah. There goes $20 in the birthday card.
Yeah. Here. Or, like, if they're single, make it their Tinder profile. Like, you know, like, there's different ways where you can shame them in smaller pockets of people where I think they still have the chance to rehabilitate.
Right, right.
And drive slowly going forward.
On like their
it.
Tinder.
I like it.
So before we get into a serious relationship, we need to stop talk about your heavy foot, because I can't date someone that drives that fast. If we have kids, there's no way in the Lamborghini you're going to be flying 239 into 70 with our children. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. Here we go. Turn
it up. Turn it loud. 97.5 Virgin Radio.
A little incident yesterday that restored my faith in humanity, just given the weirdness of 2020 and people at times just... they're on edge. It's underlying stress that you can't really, you don't realize is there until maybe you snap out or you say something. I have found overall people are still pretty good, but some can be short. Some can not be wanting to assist.
Like anybody I ever called about lumber.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Getting laughed off the phone.
So having a bit of an appliance issue, brand new appliance, but then it's just trying to get a service thing, right? So got to be proactive, and I do some digging. So I jump on Google to look up a business and a phone number. I've got no website. I was like, well, okay. Someone referenced them, said, hey, they're pretty good. They can maybe come by. So then I call them, but I just get a hello. I'm like, well, this is going well. I'm like, what business answers hello?
Do I have the wrong number?
Yeah. So I was like, I ask, I'm like, is this like ABC Inc? I'm like, no. What number are you looking at? So I recite the number back. That was a misprint, actually. That was in the yellow pages, and I get calls for this all the time.
Oh, no.
Like, and this is my 18th call of the afternoon. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I said, maybe I missed it up. I said, no. It was a misprint. But it's still, they've grabbed it off the yellow pages, and now it lives in Google. And he's like, I've sent messages, and nothing changes. And he goes, hold on. Oh, like I thought he would just be there like, hey, have a good day, bye.
Yeah, yeah.
I wait and I hear ruffling in the background. He comes back, goes, hey, I have their number for you.
Amazing.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
What? Hold on. You stop your day to go find me a number of a number that people keep calling that's wrong, and you're doing me this glorious favor?
That's awesome.
That's so nice.
That's the best way to, yeah. Still less hassle than changing a number and telling everybody
that you changed your number. One part of me wanted to be like, do you want to come for dinner? Like, I feel like I need to reciprocate
probably
this.
A good dude, yeah.
We could probably be buddies.
Wow.
You just sounded like a real helpful uncle or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It brought me so much joy. So the rest of the afternoon, I was chasing, appliance assistance. I just was in such good spirits. I was
like, yeah, that's great.
This is a human that is like, I don't care what's going on in the world. I have the ability to stay positive and I'm going to wheel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. Like, he could have just flushed my phone call instantly. Rando, number helper, appliance dude, you are a good one and thank you.
That's just so nice.
Honestly, it was the interaction in total did not surpass 2.5 minutes.
Right.
But I felt 2 inches taller. I felt warm in the heart and went, I love this. This was a very, very kind person.
Yeah.
So, just in case.
That's so nice. I had to tell. So somebody who used to have my phone number, I think her name is Brittany. I still get texts asking for Brittany. And I don't know what's going on with Brittany. But one time, like, there was a text saying, like, Brittany, this is your mother. I just want to know if everything's okay. Are you hanging out with your... I was like, hello, Brittany's mother. I'm so sorry, but this is not Brittany.
Oh, you could have been like, no, I'm okay. Because then mom would have at least gone to bed.
Yeah, but what if she's not okay? I don't know Brittany's life.
Call off the search. Yeah, that's...
She gets a lot of drama, though. She gets a lot of drama. Yikes. I get only dramatic texts sent to my phone about Brittany. So, Brittany, whoever you are, please tell your friends that you either don't have a phone number anymore or you changed it.
Well, you are with a discount provider, so.
Yeah, I might be sharing a line. Yeah.
It's a party line. Party line.
Turn up the music. I can hear it now. 97.5 Virgin Radio.
Talking about Chris Evans, and if you had a Chris Evans moment, no, not starring in a Hollywood blockbuster. But have you accidentally sent or posted a picture of your bits on the internet and or to somebody going, oh, here's a text that reads, my husband was visiting his parents for a few days. I sent him a boob pic. Wouldn't you know, he was showing his mom something on his phone.
Oh,
that's Just that, even when that little like message preview pops up and it's like, whoo.
I feel like though, just given the anatomy options, pretty safe text to receive. In reality. Of all the options, because depending
it could
on,
get worse. Yeah.
Depending
yeah,
on the body
like
type.
You're slouched over on the sofa and you just snap a pic of them just dangling. Like there's posing involved. I'm just saying, there's still
this
some
I like
artwork to it.
Someone said, I didn't get a nude, but I had a coworker send me a picture of their computer browsers to ask a question. They accidentally took a picture of the tabs at the top. There were some adult sites open and a Google search, quote, how to divorce your husband.
What?
Oh, that feels set up. Who Googles that?
Yeah, that seems like they were trying to mess with you.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't know. We all have those people we know. You still ask, why do you do what you do?
Yeah.
Someone said, I was the only female working at the shop. I accidentally sent my supervisor a picture, and he sent it to everyone.
What?
Oh, that's horrible.
That's terrible.
That's against the law, by the way.
You should actually do something about that. That's like, that is disgusting.
It's very much a criminal charge.
Oh.
I have to pre-screen these texts. I don't want to just get into reading one and then have to stop.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Someone said, back in my dating times, a guy I was chatting with accidentally sent me a picture. when I say accidentally, I mean it was meant for someone else, making it even worse. I still met up with him, used him for free milkshakes and a free ride downtown, never spoke to him again after he dropped me off with my friend.
Oh, okay. That's so, pretty good game.
Yeah, at least you got something out of it.
Yep. But see, notice this between that and the supervisor at work, they accidentally got sent the picture, and at least as far as this text goes, they did not show it to anybody else. That's the thing. If you accidentally get one, you show it to other people, that is a terrible thing to
do. That's a dirtbag move.
Oh, absolutely it is.
Yeah, don't do that. And yeah, we'll look it up at exactly the criminal code, but now there are laws that have been updated to live in reflective times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's just see. Who's got the best Chris?
We did get a reply about the how to divorce your husband. The person said, wasn't set up, she's just that dumb.
Let's go.
97.5 Virgin Radio.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
It's time for another installment of Dumb London Criminal, and we're on the road today, off to Guelph. Police in Guelph are investigating the bizarre case of a man or woman who broke into a house and pooped in the dishwasher. So
I'm so glad Benny had no idea what we're about to tell him.
Thank you, Laura Geddes, for this. Thank you for this nugget. The unnamed trespasser entered the home through a sliding glass door between 1 and 8:15 a.m. Sunday while the residents were asleep. The poopy perp didn't actually steal anything, but instead defecated on an open dishwasher door before leaving.
But, I mean, that is leaving behind a fairly significant DNA sample.
When fingerprints don't work. Yeah, so they're asking. It's at this point, it's a cold case. I mean, it was warmer, but now it's a cold case.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyone with information on the turd burglar is asked to contact Constable Wipes or...
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Or Crime Stoppers. And then, like, could you imagine being the media officer for the Guelph Police?
Oh,
how we love you. They also remind the public to properly secure your residence by always locking all your windows, doors, and apparently your dishwasher.
We've heard of the sticky bandits. This is the stinky bandit.
Man, that is just downright offensive.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, man.
This is, like, you're known to this, whoever... This you don't randomly poop at people's houses.
No.
This
is,
but what if somebody had a bit of an issue, wanted to use the washroom, but just couldn't get there quick enough?
Or they're a burglar, or this is their first foray into it, and they got a little nervous, maybe a little IBS. But hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I don't know.
Cat burglars steal big diamonds. This is the crap burglar.
Leaving some rough cut gems.
Oh, no.
But so this is crazy, though. There has been an uptick in public pooping incidents in recent years, which doctors...
Really?
Yeah, they attribute to a bizarre disorder where the culprit experiences sexual gratification from defecating in broad daylight. In this case, obviously, it's an overnight.
The dishwasher thing, really.
Flyby, yeah. Like, how do you, as police, you take this phone call, you're like, what?
Who cleans that up?
The sanitize.
I don't think the crime scene investigator would be like, yeah, we're going to take this evidence back to the station.
That's what I mean. Like, does the do the crime people do it, or do the homeowners have to do it? Like, because...
I'd be calling like a service master to come on it. Actually, I'd probably light my dishwasher on fire. There's
yeah,
no
I was
way
gonna say.
You don't clean that out of the dishwasher.
Yeah, how could you ever eat using utensils that have been in there again?
You know, it's all garbage now.
Hey, Ma! Some stuck on residue in the dishwasher.
Oh, like, no, Jeff, no.
I don't know how, like, for all the crazy stuff the police get to, though, this, again, awesome story to tell at the Christmas party.
I feel like there could be a good side to this, though. If this family tweets Dawn dish soap, maybe they'll get a lifetime supply. Tough on stains.
Yeah. As long as that doesn't become their next commercial.
If it can clean oil off a penguin, it can clean poop out of a dishwasher.
Oh, that's awful.
Someone said, what if a text that said, what if someone in the house was sleepwalking and did it? Maybe.
Hmm.
That's possible. Ooh.
The understanding would be it appeared that there was a break and enter part to this, not just a random accident with the dishwasher door down. But what savage leaves the door down in the dishwasher? That alone is a risky move.
Wait, so you're saying that there was forced entry and then forced output as well?
Oh my gosh. How's everyone's smile cookies tasting this morning?
97.5 Virgin Radio.